أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عاليهم ثياب سندس خضر واستبرق وحلوا أساور من فضة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. As we read yesterday, the people of Jannat will be served with this young boy's lid, and they will remain forever young. They will be always there. They won't be taken away from them. And if you see them, how beautiful and magnificent they are, they will appear to be like scattered pearls everywhere. And also Allah mentioned that when you see the ni'mat of Jannat, you will see such fascinating and amazing ni'mat which Allah has blessed the people with, and a very, very huge Jannat. The lowest person who will go last into Jannat will get 10 times the size of this world. Further, more honor that Allah Ta'ala will bestow upon them. عَلِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُدُرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٌ. اوپر کے پوشاک ان کی کپرے ہیں, باریک ریشم کے سبز اور گار ہے. They will be given clothes to wear to increase their great honor. Such beautiful clothes that will be made of fine green silk. So they will wear the silken clothes, and this was haram for man in this world. But they made sabr, they did not use silk in any way. Then there, even in a literal way, Allah Ta'ala will bless them with this. وَإِسْتَبْرَقْ or غَارْهِ and brocade. Brocade is a more little thicker type of silk. So they will be given all to wear. The outer clothing will be made of that fine green silk, and the inner clothing will be made of this brocade. So in other words, or they will be given different types of clothes to wear also, and this will be also to show their great honor. Like people, like kings, etc., wear very special clothes. Like that, these clothes they will be given there in Jannah. And not only that, وَحُلُّ أَسَاوِرَ مِنْ فِضَّةِ اور ان کو پہنائے جائیں گے کنگن چاندی کے. And they will be given to wear as jewelry, bracelets that will be made of silver. So this also will be a great ni'mat. Like that, men do not wear normally bracelets. We don't like it in this world. But there, to show their honor, Allah Ta'ala will bless them with this also, and they will wear these beautiful bracelets. Yea, it has been mentioned of fidda, and in the surah 3 times silver has been mentioned. Other places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned gold. Ulama have written that it will be sometimes gold, sometimes silver. For man to use gold in this world is not permissible. But over there in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala will be, they made sabr in this world, they stayed away from all that, Allah will grant it to them in Jannat. So sometimes it will be gold, sometimes silver. Or for some people it will be of gold, this according to the stages in Jannat, and for others will be silver. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا اور پلائے ان کو رب شراب جو پاک کرے دل کو. And Allah Ta'ala from His own side, He will give them a beautiful wine drink of Jannat, which will be tahura, completely pure. That is, as we had read in the surah, there will be drinks of kafur, camphor, with the flavor of camphor. Others will be zanjabila, and that will be ginger. One of it will be in order to increase, to give one appetite, so that he can enjoy the food of Jannat. Because Jannat is not a place where you will feel hungry, but in order to enjoy food, you need an appetite. So that camphor drink will be given. And after you have eaten, that little inconvenience you feel, like indigestion, that will be sorted out with the drink of flavored with ginger. So that will be there. But this will be a separate complete drink, which will be like from Allah Ta'ala Himself. And when Allah will be giving the special drink, and it is tahura, it is pure, no intoxicating effects whatsoever on a person. And also it will purify a person from his inside completely. His heart will be purified. So all the people of Jannah will not have any enmity, any bad feelings whatsoever for each other. They will just be so dear to each other, and that in itself will be a great ni'mat. So it will purify them completely from everything, all types of whatever there can be, ill feelings, anything bad, they will be purified completely. And not only that, Allah Ta'ala will bless them with yet a great ni'mat and will say to them, "Inna hadha kana lakum jaza'a, yehi tumhara badla." This is your return and this is your recompense. In the world you made sabr, you stayed away from kufr and shirk, you stayed away from haram drink, you stayed away from haram jewelry, from all the haram you stayed away. Now today I am giving you your recompense. And if it was in dunya, it should have been just for a little while, temporary. But yeah, it is eternally. Forever and ever you will get this. وَكَانَ سَعْيُكُمْ مَشْكُورًا. Or kamai tumhari thikane lagi. And what you made effort for and what you strove for in the world, today you have got the return of it. So a person should make sabr in this world. We should stay away from all haram completely, and we should think of the day of Qiyamah, and where Allah Ta'ala in Jannah will give us our return for whatever good we have done. And we should make tawbah, of course, also for any wrong that we have done, and look forward towards the great ni'mats of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.